The readings today, there are two points that we need to consider. First of all, with regard to Susanna, we are told that she was a God-fearing woman who trusted in the Lord. That's the central point, that point of the trust. And we have to ask ourselves, how much do we actually trust in God? Now, the problem is that sometimes we say, well, I trust God, but then when he doesn't do what we demand that he's going to do, then we say, well, I can't trust him. He didn't answer my prayers. Really? I don't trust him because he didn't do what I told him he ought to do? Really think about that. Who's the one who's trustworthy and who's not? We've demonstrated ourselves thousands and thousands and thousands of times to be untrustworthy. But because God didn't do what I wanted him to do in the way I wanted him to do it and in the timeline that I set out for it to be done, he has now proven himself to be untrustworthy. What a bunch of nonsense. But that's sadly our human weakness at work. So here, even with Susanna, you see that she's going to trust in God, but he pushed it to the limit. She was on her way to be put to death. They had already decided her to be guilty and she was going to be put to death, and she continued to trust. Everything went wrong. Everything was exactly the opposite of what it appeared that it should have been. And then God turned it all around. Now again, we can look at it and say, but what about the saints? What about our blessed Lord? Certainly, they trusted the Lord. Jesus is God. God didn't turn it around for them. How come? Because it was for the greater glory of God and for their salvation. Except our Lord, it's for our salvation. If he would have turned it around, we wouldn't be saved. And so, yes, God has allowed martyrs. He has allowed people to be unjustly condemned. He has allowed people to be treated badly. That doesn't mean God is not trustworthy, but it means that there is something even greater that he is going to do. And that's exactly what he does. So we look even at the point of death and say, well, if being put to death is the worst thing that could happen, well, that's not good. But we know that there's the resurrection. We know that there's eternal life. So in that way, the martyrs would see death as the best thing that could happen. They want to be with the Lord. They're not complaining that they were going to be martyred. They were rejoicing in it. Now, the other side of this is what we see in the gospel reading. This woman is caught in adultery. They bring her to Jesus, and no one condemns her, and neither does he. Now, that doesn't mean that we can look at that and say, well, see, Jesus didn't condemn adultery. He thinks it's okay. No, he does not think it's okay. What he does not think is okay is for us to be running around making judgments about other people. Now, there was no problem with judging the woman to be an adulteress. She was caught in the very act of adultery. It was the condemnation of these people. The hypocrisy. That's why Jesus said, okay, let the one who is without sin be the first to cast a stone at her. Like, look at our own selves. Which one of us can look at anyone else here and say, aha, you are a sinner. You have done this or that or the other thing. It's like, yeah, and what have I done? And how many things have I done? Yeah, maybe it's true you've done this or that or the other thing, but you know what? If I look at myself honestly, I've probably done way, way worse and way more times. That's the point the Lord is getting at. We aren't the ones to condemn. We can judge the actions, and we must judge the actions. We can't stand in condemnation. We can't make those determinations. That's up to God. And on top of that, if we're going to expect God to be merciful to us, then we need to be merciful to others. So that's, again, not saying that what they're doing is okay, because it is not. But it means not standing in condemnation of others, bringing the mercy of God to others so that they can convert, so that they can repent. That's what the Lord in His mercy has done for us. That's what we want to be able to do for others. So, trust and be merciful. That's what we have to be about. In a nutshell, that's what it all comes down to. Trust and charity. If we can do those things, we've got faith, we've got hope, we've got charity, then we're doing okay. That's a big if. That's what we need to keep striving for, is to have that faith, to have the trust, which is part of hope, and to have the charity to bring the love and the mercy of God to others.